Blessed 13th Wednesday in Ordinary Time to you and your family. I'm Deacon Ken Crawford, and this is my third video as a newly ordained deacon. I was ordained 4 days ago on Saturday, June 30th at the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament in Sacramento, California. I encourage you to watch the first video in particular talking about my journey and my ordination, and then also yesterday's video. So yesterday, I found myself at the hospital for the first time as a deacon. It turns out my grandmother had a somewhat minor heart attack and was taken to the hospital. So I found myself at the hospital. One of the things we did during formation was we did a number of different ministries that are common for deacons to do. And so a couple years ago, we had done a year of visiting the sick, bringing communion to the sick, and generally being supportive. And that was a very good ministry for me. I was somebody who was always terrified of the hospital. I had been lucky enough that not a lot of my family members had been sick, and so I didn't have a lot of exposure there. So to actually get into the hospital, to get into visiting with people was a great blessing and a period of great growth. So actually yesterday, I felt very comfortable at the hospital, which was a new thing for me, in the scope of my life anyway. And so I ask you all to pray for my grandmother. Her name's Dottie. She herself is a fallen away Catholic. She was raised Catholic, raised her children Catholic, but later in life turned away from the church. And pray for her health, pray for her faith, and pray that God's love and wisdom penetrate her heart. In any case, when you're on your way to the hospital, first thing you do is you grab your Book of Blessings. My brother who went with me, he's out visiting from Massachusetts, was laughing that that's what was in the car when I went and picked him up. And it's like, no, you got to go. You got to bring the tools of the trade with you. So I brought it with me. My very ornery grandmother, when I finally got to the right point to ask her if she would like a blessing, I figured, hey, you're a great chance, my first hospital blessing as a deacon. She tells me, I'm not sick, and says that she doesn't want a blessing. That felt great as a newly ordained deacon to have my attempt at a blessing shunned by grandma. So what I did actually is I just let the conversation go, and then I privately said the prayers of the blessing for her. I didn't want to make her uncomfortable by forcing it. I probably could have forced the matter and gotten her to accept it, but clearly she wasn't all that receptive, but I still wanted God's blessings for her. And so I chose to say the prayers privately, very quietly, make the sign of the cross in a way that was very somewhat subtle. And I think God's blessings would be with her even if she's not really appreciating what she's saying no to. So that was the experience for yesterday. Going to the hospital, I think, is going to be a lot like that throughout ministry. It's not going to be something that, unless I, get assigned to a ministry like that, where I'm going to know, yesterday that I'm going to be there today. It's going to be something that you're going to be there on short notice, that there's a parishioner or a family member. But as a deacon, I'll be called to be there as often as I can. I, of course, have to respect the needs of my family and providing for them and all of those sorts of things. But it felt very much getting into the ministry to go. Obviously I would have gone anyway. It's my grandmother. I'm going to go visit her in the hospital, but there was something about that was just a step into ministry. So that was yesterday's little blessing, a surprise, but, God's grace is in so many things. Again, I really want to keep these short. I was actually unhappy with how long the first two were. So I'm just going to give you that little anecdote today. I'm going to say God bless you to all of you. God bless you to your families. Have a wonderful 4th of July. May our country find its way back to the faith that founded it, in the sense that we have laws that are just and fair, respect all people, care for all people, love the world, do our best to be a beacon of hope and truth for the world. in a way that wants them to share with us in our joys. And so let's pray for our country this 4th of July. Let's pray for each other. Pray for my grandmother. Pray for me and my ministry. And I promise I will pray for all of you who are watching, your families. And God willing, I'll see you tomorrow.